Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that when you are learning a new skill, you can motivate yourself to continue in a positive direction by changing your language. The skill isn't something you do. It is who you are. It makes a bigger difference than you might think. Today's tip, like another this week, comes from Whitney Johnson's new book, Smart Growth. In this book, Whitney explores how people learn and change and achieve their goals. Learning any new skill can be challenging. You have to keep working and practicing, even when the rewards aren't readily apparent. But fortunately, a very simple language change can help. Whitney suggests that instead of saying you do the particular skill, talk about it as part of your identity. So, I run, or I go for a run, or anything along that, becomes I'm a runner. I cook new stuff for my family becomes I am a home chef. In another episode this week, I talked about my daughter learning to play the trumpet. She should tell people that she is a trumpet player, rather than that she plays the instrument. Now, with some skills, we might feel like a fraud announcing this at the beginning. A trumpet player should at least theoretically play some notes. And as we discussed, it takes a few months to get past the breathy phase and into controlled notes, and finally into recognizable tunes. Calling yourself a trumpet player in this phase might seem like a stretch. And yet the language matters. Whitney points to studies finding that people who said, I am a voter, voted at a rate that was 11 percentage points higher than people who said, I vote. Identities are powerful. When we identify as something, we are more likely to adopt the behaviors that are congruent with that identity. When something is just something we do, well, we could not do it. Since pretty much everything comes down to sheer volume of time spent practicing, the more we adopt the congruent behaviors, the better off we will be. So try changing your language. I don't just record a podcast, I am a podcaster. I don't just write books, I am an author. I am a singer. I am a runner. What identities would you like to adopt? Try changing your language to who you are, not just what you do, and you might be more likely to keep the identity that you are trying on. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.